Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good.
And joining us is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm doing all right.
All right, we're going to get back with our last few predictions. We have three more. Today, we're going to do two. We're going to do the AFC South and the NFC West. Starting with the AFC South, we have the Houston Texans, the Tennessee Titans, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Looking at this, based off of what I've said previously in other episodes, I got the Jaguars coming in at number one. The Titans still got a pretty good team, and with them acquiring DeAndre Hopkins, that gives them extra firepower on the offense. The question with them, though, is can their quarterback get them the ball?
No disrespect, Ryan Tannehill. I'm not going to stand for it.
Not a fan of Ryan Tannehill.
I'm still not going to stand for it.
Not a fan of him, but I do want to see either Will Levis or the other guy. What's his name? I forgot his
Malik
name.
Malik Willis.
Yeah, I want to see what one of them two got.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill, just no. So, the Colts.
We're not debating today. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not going to say anything.
The Colts, I'm going to have them coming in at number three, and I'll put the Houston Texans at number four, which is a little tough for me, because I actually think the Texans got a pretty good defense, and I like
C.J. Stroud.
I forgot he played for them. I was thinking of the other guy, the quarterback they had last year.
Oh, David Cobb?
No. White guy with a long neck?
Is it David Cobb? David Mills?
Davis Mills.
Okay.
I think that's, yeah. But,
I was all over the place at that
one. So you got the Colts coming in third?
Yeah. I don't want to put the Texans at four, but that's where I'm going to put them.
Okay. And who first?
The Jaguars.
Okay.
So for me, it's Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Texans.
Jaguars,
Titans, Colts, Texans. Yep.
See, I know that he went with Jaguars because of Dougie P. He likes Dougie P. But
Doug Peterson is a great coach, but that's not the only reason.
But I'm just saying that's one of his reasoning. But I'm in a dilemma because I like the Jaguars, but I also think the Colts had, only thing they was missing was a quarterback. And I think, yeah, coach too. But I was saying, before the coach situation and the quarterback situation, Matt Ryan went off on his hiatus.
Yeah.
It was basically they were sitting pretty good.
I mean, because at one point they did have the best offensive line.
Yeah.
They had good receivers, but they had the running back, and they had a pretty good defense. Yeah. But they have let a lot of those pieces go now.
No, they still have the same old line. It's nobody's changed. Just they had a bad year last year.
But they don't got the same receivers no more. They lost.
They do. Michael Pittman Jr. is still there.
Yeah, but they also had T.Y. Hilton at one point. He was a good receiver.
He was, but has he been showing up lately? No, he has not.
That's why they let him go.
Yeah, he was before they let him go. He wasn't showing up. But I'm saying, I feel like the Colts could compete for the number one spot. But I'm gonna go.
The Titans.
I am thinking about the Titans too.
They're not winning their division.
You don't think so?
No.
You got them at 2?
Yeah, but they're not going to be winning the division. Like, the 2 is the best.
They picked up
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
And they still got Derrick Henry.
And?
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans for number 1.
I can't. Because I have no idea what they got on their defense, and I have no idea what they got.
They have Jalen Simmons. They got Kevin Byard. They got a lot.
Kevin Byard. Who's Jalen Simmons?
The D tackle. They're not a bad team. I'm just saying, like,
I'm debating on the Jaguars and the Colts for a second.
Who's their coach? Is his name Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, that's one of those.
I think he's one of the fraudulent coaches.
Dude. What? He won Coach of the Year 3 times.
Didn't mean he deserved it.
What?
I think he is a fraudulent coach.
Wow. Explain.
Because in the playoffs, his teams don't show up. It's like during the regular, he's one of those, he's like the Packers coach. Like during the regular season, his team looks really good. But then once you get to the playoff, your players don't show up and your decision making just goes out the door.
I disagree.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Mike Vrabel was actually, if the Packers could have got him, they would have took him.
Well, the best I can give the Titans are 2. And if I were to give somebody else to do, if I didn't choose the Jaguars to win the division, I'd go with the Colts before I chose the Titans to win.
See,
that's my second pick, the Colts.
I think the Titans they are just lucky enough for things to fall in their favor to get them to number 2.
Okay.
But I don't even see them making it to the playoffs.
The Colts?
No, the Titans. Colts, too. They're coming in 3rd.
I think because the Colts picked up, I was reading, they picked up somebody. It might be still up on my phone. I was reading, he told me I had to do homework last night. I started reading a little bit.
We didn't even talk, and really, right now, I got Houston at 4, only because it's the rookie, a rookie head coach. I know the Colts has got a rookie head coach as well, but
I don't know their coach's name.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now. He came from the Eagles. He was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. So I think like he could be a problem. I know D'Amico Ryan. I do have a lot of respect for D'Amico Ryan as the Houston head coach.
Yeah. So their defense, I mean, they already had a good defense, so their defense was going to be a problem. The concerns will be on the offensive side for them. We don't know what we're going to get for C.J. Stroud. Hopefully to be good, but we just don't know. And then what weapons do we have on offense?
That's why I'm thinking they're going to be at 4, because they don't have no weapons. Yeah. They got
David Johnson. Maybe 2016 David Johnson. Maybe 2015 David Johnson in the show.
He been on a decline since he got in the league.
I mean, his first year was great. I remember this play because it's one of the best plays from the 2015 NFC Championship game. Thomas Davis lit him up, and he ain't been the same since. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, listen. They was out there rabbit ass mind when they traded D-Hop for him.
Believe they did that.
Running back for a receiver, and I really, the running back position is being demarketed, and they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They're doing them bad. Right.
I can understand if you ain't paying just some regular guy, I ain't gonna name no names, but when you got guys that's like Saquon Barkley, guys that are game changers that can affect, that pretty much put up half your points. You pay them. Whatever they ask for, you pay them. Because those guys are not just sitting around.
Yeah, and they start like when we had Christian, and Christian was 80% of our 80% of our game,
uh-huh.
Our game plan. If he's like that, yeah, you pay him. But if you like you say, we ain't going to say no names, but... like, If you're a bottom tier, I understand you get paid $2 million or something.
Well, that ain't even bottom tier. I'm talking about like average guys. Like,
yeah, they are. Yeah, that's what I was
like. Because like I'm like guys that'll give you like 800 yards and maybe 6 touchdowns. But when you got guys that are consistently giving you 1,300 yards, 10+ touchdowns, and also giving you like 600+ yards receiving with at least 6+ touchdown catches, like come on, you pay those guys, like. And if you want them to last longer, then get them some help. Like, stop giving... I mean, you can give them the ball, but don't have them be the only one getting the ball all the time. So,
yeah, running back... who was it? Nick Chubb said that they the only position to get hit every play. So...
And then what you going to do when you're at the goal line and you have the weakest quarterback and no running back to push it in for you? Kick your field goals.
You end up like... end up like the Baltimore Ravens, letting the Bengals sneak by with a fumble.
They should have gave him that ball. that was like a Seahawks situation. Run the ball.
Yeah. You let the quarterback jump over, but he extends the ball not knowing. I ain't gonna talk about it. Lost some money on that game. That was gonna piss me off.
We got a little off topic. You never finished yet.
But yeah, it's going to go Houston. It's going to be 4.
You going to do the Texans first?
No, 4th. They're going to be 4th. The Texans going to be 4th. I'm writing. The Jazz going to come 3rd. Colts going to be 2nd.
Mm. Okay. And the Titans going to go. That's what I got. Mm. That's for look. That's what I got, Trey.
The Jaguars gonna show you something. Y'all got some disrespect in the Jaguars because they had their run
last year.
But they're getting better.
Don't get me wrong. I'm stuck. Like, come on. You said who?
Travis Etienne.
I ain't even worried about him. Yeah. I'm talking about Calvin Ridley. He's gonna be a big part of them
coming. I forgot they got him.
But my thing is, we don't know what Calvin is going to come back being.
But that's fine. Because they got other pieces. Goldilocks is getting better.
We can't go on getting better. You got to come out better, man. Yeah. Get that work for damn. You got to be.
Shit. I think the Colts is going to show the Jags up. Only because... Did we forget that the Eagles... offense last year was dynamic.
They had a good
like season. I'm talking about the game they lost with the
Cowboys.
No, not the Cowboys game. Oh yeah, when they didn't have Jalen Hurts. That game right there.
Goldilocks can run a little bit.
A little bit ain't gonna help, man. He's getting better now.
Tom Brady played in the league for 20 years. Uh-huh. He was a stationary quarterback. He got 7 rings.
And he ain't gotta be. And he keep the ball out. He get the ball out of his hand in less than 3 seconds too, don't he?
Okay.
and he stay in the pocket.
I'm putting my faith in the Jaguars.
Okay, put your faith in them. Go ahead.
I really think that. Because the Titans, D-Hop is a big pick. And then we're not even thinking about the rookie they got last year, Treylon Burke, who was good. So, I think they're going to be good.
Okay.
I think the Titans going to be good. Be better than what Duke is over here saying.
Yeah. I have faith in the Titans. What was your list, Auntie Mama?
Same as mine.
Titans, Colts, Jags,
and Texans.
Okay. Well, at least we all agree on the Texans.
Yeah, we are.
But it ain't that I don't have faith in the Texans. It's just that everything is new, and then they don't have nothing on offense to be like, besides C.J. Stroud, to be like, oh, yeah, that's going to be good. I forgot about John Michi, but he come back off of ACL, so.
If he come back, he questionable.
That's the only thing with the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they show me right. Let me know.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look at the schedules now. I'm starting with the Texans.
Okay.
the Texans. They play the Ravens, Colts, Jaguars.
Go a little bit slow so I can count my people.
They play the Ravens, the Colts, the Jaguars, Steelers, Falcons, Saints, Panthers. I did not know they played the Panthers. Buccaneers. I did know today.
That's I was about to say Bengals. That's the second game, but that's
week 8.
I didn't say week 8. That's ain't that a prime time game?
Yeah. Panthers, Buccaneers, Bengals, Cardinals, Jaguars, Broncos, Jets, Titans, Browns, Titans, Colts. I see a lot of losses on this one.
I got them 2 times with the Titans because I believe they're gonna blow them out.
I'm gonna agree with that. I'm gonna say the Titans will sweep them. I don't usually do sweeps. You know, I'm always say 3 wins, 3 losses, yeah. But I'm and gonna I got say the Titans will sweep them.
I got them losing to the Steelers.
Yeah.
And I got them losing to the Panthers. Yeah. So that's 4 plus 3, right?
Yeah.
That's 7.
So same is.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got them also losing.
I got them losing to the Saints.
Yeah.
I don't got them losing to the Saints.
I got them losing to the Saints. It might be a barn burner, but it's gonna be an L to the Saints. Oh, and yeah. Then it's I also got them losing to the Jags. We already got that counted in there. It was somebody else. Say that first 5 games again.
They played Baltimore.
Yeah, Colts, Baltimore. That's who it was.
Jaguars, Steelers, Falcons, Saints. Yeah. I got them losing to Baltimore.
Steelers. I see the whole NFC. I mean, the AFC West name is.
They're not gonna do that. They would get at least one. I was definitely gonna say they gonna get swept by the Colts. I'm gonna have them the Jaguars. Surprisingly, the Jaguars are gonna be the only team they beat.
Who's schedule we reading?
The Texans.
The Texans.
Oh, I thought this was the Titans. That's why I picked like that, man. No. Okay, man, let's go over the list one more time.
All right, Baltimore,
Louse.
Colts,
Louse.
Jaguars, Steelers,
Louse.
Falcons, hold on, messed myself up, Saints, Panthers, Buccaneers, Bengals, Cardinals, Jaguars, Broncos, Jets, Titans, Browns, Titans.
Gosh. Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you.
I got them losing 14 games.
Hey, I was about around that too.
So I got them going 2-14.
2-14.
That's worse than the Packers. Because I had the Packers winning
2-14 three. 2-14 to 16 games.
So 2-15.
Yeah. Dang.
Because I had the Packers winning 3 games.
I'm going to say, 15. I have... Ooh.
Yeah, only teams I see them beating are the Jaguars and the Falcons.
I want to say 4-13.
I don't even remember if I gave the Falcons that win or not, but right now I'm saying the Falcons are going to lose.
They're going to get
I don't know.
2 wins in the division, and then they're going to get the Falcons win.
The Titans going to sweep them. That's already two.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be 2 wins for them. They're going to get 2 wins. They're
going to
get the Jaguars. They're going to get the Jaguars once. And they're going to get the
Steelers going to be in. Yeah, man.
The Jaguars once. And then
I'm going to give them 3-14.
I'm going 2-15.
I really want to go 5-12, but I'm going to go 4-13.
I hate to say it, but I have to. I'm going to stick with 2-14.
Because they projected to have the number one pick anyway in the draft already.
That'll look good for them to be after that, though. They got their quarterback this year. Next year, you get a defensive player.
Well, they got two players in the draft.
They need some receivers, man.
Yeah, that's what they need.
They do.
They need some receivers.
Who was coming out? Oh, Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State.
There's another Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, Marvin Harrison played for the Colts back in the day.
No, I'm talking about a joke. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody else. All right, now we're going to look at the Titans. All right, the Titans, they play the Saints, the Chargers, the Browns, the Bengals, the Colts, the Ravens, the Falcons, the Steelers, the Buccaneers, the Jaguars, the Panthers. Oh, we probably hate played old division. The Colts, the Dolphins, Texans, Seahawks, Texans, Jaguars. So, I'm going to say I'm giving them 3 division losses. No, that's impossible. I'm giving them 2 division losses because I already said they're sweeping the Texans. I'm going to say they're going to lose to the Dolphins, to the Panthers.
12-5.
I'm going to say they're going to lose to the Steelers. They're going to lose to the Ravens. They're going to lose to the Bengals. They're going to lose to the Browns and the Chargers.
So, I got them at 12-5.
I'm going to give them 8-9.
So you going to get the Texans 8-9?
The Titans.
I mean the Titans.
And you said you got them going what?
12-5.
Okay. Sure.
Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me think about this.
I think that's a pretty good record. I gave him a pretty good record for the second team of the division.
You said what you was going with?
8-9. Mm-hmm.
I think for them, it's going to come down to those last couple games, and they're going to choke it away.
I gave them 5-12. Because there's a couple of teams I see them losing to them now.
There's a lot I don't see them beating.
I'm gonna go with Titans gonna go 10-7.
10-7. And you got to win a division with a 10-7 record. That's not bad given all the other divisions we've looked at too.
Matter of fact, go 11-6.
11-6.
11-6. They gonna lose. They're going to lose to us.
The Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers.
I say the Colts going to beat them. One the time. Yeah. I don't say I'm losing to the Seahawks.
No, I ain't giving them. I'm going to say they'll beat the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Y'all really slipping on Geno.
Okay. Keep on saying that. Geno don't slip.
They're going to lose to the Saints the first game of the season.
I got them beating the Saints.
Me too.
I got them losing.
I'm thinking.
I got them losing the next 5 games after that, though.
It's the Titans.
No, I got. They going to lose to. Who they going to lose to is the Chargers. The Chargers and Baltimore and Cincinnati. That's the 6 they're going
to
lose.
You don't got them losing to the Bengals or the Browns?
I said Cincinnati.
So, who all you got again?
Panthers. Hold on. It's a star.
I know you said
they got a gauntlet coming in the beginning of the season.
You said Saints first game. You said the Chargers. You said Cincinnati. You said the.
But Colts. I took the Saints back out. I'm saying the Chargers.
So Chargers, Bengals, Colts, Ravens. Did you say Steelers?
Baltimore. I said Baltimore Steelers.
Panthers.
And the Panthers.
And the Seahawks.
You chose the Seahawks over the Dolphins?
Well, no. I mean, yeah, I did. But I think the Titans going to win that one.
Okay.
I'm take Seahawks out. They're going to lose to Cleveland. Because it's at Cleveland.
So So you still at 12-5?
I was a little surprised by the Cleveland game.
Yeah, and they had Cleveland, so.
I mean, you still at 11-6?
Yeah, 11-6.
Yeah, I'm at 12-5.
The Colts. They play the Jaguars, Texans, Ravens, Rams, Titans, Jaguars, Browns, Saints, Panthers, Patriots, Buccaneers, Titans, Bengals, Steelers, Falcons, Raiders, Texans. I'm gonna say they'll lose to the Ravens. They're gonna lose 3 divisional games. No, lose 2 because I got them sweeping. What's it called? The Texans.
You got them and you got.
I got the Titans and the Colts sweeping up Houston. I got.
Dang. I at least gave them 1 apiece.
So they're gonna lose 2 division games. They're gonna lose to the Ravens. They'll lose to the Rams. They'll lose to the Browns. They'll lose to the Panthers. We're talking about the Colts, yeah. They'll lose. They'll lose to the Patriots.
It's the game that you think is gonna get you.
Which the Patriots?
No, that the first game of the season, the Jags are gonna lose to the Colts.
And it's well, I got them splitting anyway.
Yeah, but that's gonna turn them up, and that's what's going.
They're not gonna sweep the Jags. they definitely gonna lose. Where did I stop off at? Yeah, they're gonna lose to the Bengals. They're gonna lose to the Steelers. They're gonna lose to the Raiders. Yeah, I'm gonna give the Raiders that one. Yeah. The Raiders, then I'll switch the Raiders with the Falcons. But I'm gonna give it to the Raiders right now. I got them going. Also going 7-8-9.
I got them 9-8.
You say you got them going 7-9.
8-9. Yeah. I got them 9-8. My money on the Titans. In this division, I kind of like feel like the Titans gonna beat them one time. They pay them twice.
Yeah, I'm about right there.
Okay. You like 9-8?
I'm thinking 10.
Because I don't feel like they gonna lose.
I think 10-7.
10-7.
Yeah, I think 10-7.
So you said Titans, Colts,
Jags.
Okay, yeah, that's good. How many wins did you give? Oh, you gave the Jags, not the Colts, the Titans. 11-6.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who they play?
Okay, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They play the Colts, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Falcons, the Bills, the Colts, the Saints, the Steelers, the 49ers, the Titans, the Texans, the Bengals, the Browns, the Ravens, the Buccaneers, the Panthers, the Titans. I have them losing to the Chiefs. I got them dropping 3 division games. I got them losing to the Bills.
Them 8-9.
I got them losing to the Steelers. Got them losing to the 49ers. To the Bengals. To the Ravens.
What's your coach, man?
The Panthers. Huh?
You picked the Jaguars first.
I know.
What's your coach?
Colts? I thought I said the Colts. Yeah, I said 8-9 for the Colts. Did I say?
No, you said for the Titans.
Yeah, I had them at the same record. Okay. Yeah.
So what you at 9-8 for the Jaguars? And they don't, you play got them winning the division with 9-8?
I got them going 7-10.
I got them 8-9.
Cause I said Chiefs.
But I can see 7. Bills, I got them 8-9.
Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Panthers.
Selling on to the 7-10 to me.
That's 10-7. And then they gotta. I just might have to say they're gonna have to sweep the Texans to give the Texans one win.
Okay.
And then we'll go with.
Who you going with, Trey? Who 9-8. With the Jaguars?
So change my Texans. I'm gonna have the Texans win one game. Gosh. And then I'm gonna give the Jaguars a 9-8.
Your Texans are already 8-9.
I don't. No. The Texans should be 8-9. The Titans should be 8-9.
The Titans 8-9. The Colts should be 8-9.
The Texans should be 1-16.
1-16.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought you said 2-15.
I changed it to 1-16 now because I'm giving the Jaguars. I'm gonna have, pretty much. I'm saying the Texans ain't gonna win a single division game.
So they're going to win two out of conference games.
They're going to win one.
So they're going to win one out of conference games.
And you got the Jazz going to what?
The Jaguars going 9-8.
And they'll win the division with 9-8.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to come down to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. What's up with you, Trey?
I got them going 7-10.
Okay.
7-10. Could be more wrong. What you missing is they playing some heat. Yeah. They play with me. They
do got a tough schedule. I'll admit that.
They playing some heat. The Rams, the 49ers,
Ravens, Browns.
Coming right into the season?
No, that's the middle of the season.
But I'm saying they start the Chiefs,
I think the Chiefs are their second game.
Yeah. But they're going 0-2 the first two.
Who was first game?
The Colts.
Where?
In Jacksonville?
They win now.
I think, hold on, let me check. Let me reschedule. No, in Indiana.
So, yeah, they might start off 0-2, but that don't mean they can't win 9 games.
7-10 is where I got them going. It may squeak out a game that go 8-9, but I'm saying 7-10.
They're going to win it at the very last minute.
Yeah. Hold on,
did
they play the
record for the Jaguars?
I ain't read nobody record.
You ain't write down on records for the Jaguars?
Yeah.
No, I said, did you give your record for the Jaguars?
Yeah, see, wait a minute, you about to get me messed up.
West.
Okay. Yeah. I gave the Jaguars 8-9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our rankings for that division for the NFC South?
Okay, so the AFC South, Duke got the Jaguars winning the division at 9-8. I don't see it. The Titans and the Colts at 8-9, and then the Poor Texans at 1-16. And then Fat Man Trey got the Texans 11-6, the Colts 10-7, the Jaguars 7-10, and the Texans 4-13. I got the Titans at 12-5, the Colts at 9-8, the Jags at 8-9, and the Texans, I gave them 3-14.
Y'all talking about me, y'all barely gave, it was 1-3-4. It's still bad either way.
I mean, I got more faith that CJ going to at least win, he's going to win one.
I agree, he's going to win one.
I said one. I thought he can win 4.
Okay.
All right, the NFC West.
We're going to do that this week?
Yeah. You got the 49ers, the Arizona Cardinals, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks. I'm starting out with the 49ers at number 1, Seattle Seahawks at number 2. The Rams at number 3, and the Cardinals at number 4.
So you got the Seahawks first?
No, 49ers first, then the Seahawks, then the Rams, and then the Cardinals.
Okay, so I'm going to go... We'll go 49ers, Seahawks, I guess Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals.
Is that the first time we agreed on one division?
I think.
Okay.
But I'm also in wanting to really, it depends on Matthew Stafford for me.
Oh, shit.
For me, if how they going to go.
Then y'all just get rid of Matthew Stafford.
Oh, we'll. I mean, we'll get through it.
That was the Lions.
Yeah, oh, they got hurt. I mean, but Matthew been hurt this year, and he gonna be hurt this year. He might be hurt this year. So,
I mean, even if he
that's why hurt. I'm thinking, like, I'm not saying I think they gonna be higher than what, than second. I'm saying because they in rebuild mode. So I'm saying they can either be fourth or third for me.
Cardinals are terrible.
Yeah.
They're coming. They but just they, fired their coach. And he was a terrible coach too.
Who? You talking about Cliff?
Mm-hmm.
Man, don't do Cliff like that. Cliff was a bad coach though, because he thought what he gonna bring what he could bring it. He thought he was thinking like Matt Rule. He came in thinking he could bring the college game to the NFL.
He's worse than Green Bay's coach. The Greensburg coach is terrible.
No. Now, you would not do LaFleur like that. Because he was a dog. He been a dog. He played, sat in some in the years in the NFL as a backup. I was a fan when he came out of Western Michigan.
That's cool. You like the guy. That don't make him a good coach.
I mean, I said Michigan. It was either Kentucky. I think it was Kentucky. Can't even think it's college. But he was good. He's a good guy.
But good I think, guy, not a good coach.
Nah, he's a two good coach. Things. He's a good coach. We're going to see this year.
We will see. We'll see what his team called 3. 3 and
we did 3 14. And 14. which I don't think they're going to be that low, but, you know.
What was your ranking, Dusty Baba?
Trey ain't gave me his list.
His was the same one as mine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to look some stuff up. Carl. I was going 49. Rams, Seahawks.
Seahawks last? The disrespect on Geno.
Third.
Geno, what about their coach? Doug Peterson.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Come on now. He's a great coach. One of the best in the league.
Great coaches don't always win.
Hey, look at Bill. Look at Bill.
That's because his team ain't been no good. He got to build the team back up, which he's a horrible GM.
Yeah, so he can't do that stuff that he used to do back in the day. Say, oh, yeah, we'll play you in 3 years. And then the third year come and trade you. He can't do that type of stuff no more. Now, this generation be like, hell nah, pay me now.
So you're 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's look at the 49ers schedule. This should be interesting. 49ers.
Oh, real quick. That's why I was thinking that. Why I'm saying it could go either way. Because the Seahawks ain't got nobody. I mean, not Seahawks, excuse me. The Cardinals, they ain't got no good backup quarterback. But the Rams got Stetson Bennett. Yeah. So that's what
that's
I was saying.
That's from Tennessee.
From Georgia.
Georgia. I ain't know they got him.
Yeah.
But the 49ers schedule. They're playing the Steelers, the Rams, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Browns, the Vikings, the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Buccaneers, Seahawks, Eagles, Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, Commanders, Rams. The 49ers, they are going to lose to. They are going to lose to the Bengals. They're going to lose to the Eagles. They'll drop. They're going to sweep the Cardinals. They'll drop one to the Seahawks and probably drop one to the Rams. So I'm going to give them a 13-4 record.
Okay.
Because you don't feel like he's going to beat us. You know it's really.
They're going to beat the Cowboys.
Okay. Okay, what do you say?
I'm saying where these games at before I make my.
Cause we play them out. We play them at their house.
Yep, that's a. This is probably a Sunday night game.
Yeah, 8:20. Yep.
Yeah, y'all get the Sunday night game. We all know how Dallas do when they in the spotlight.
Yep.
Ezekiel get on his oh, knocked on his back.
He ain't on his team, on their team no more. But they fold like clean sheets.
They gonna show y'all how clean sheets be folding. They ain't have no rings at all.
Yeah, right, I've never seen anybody fold as perfectly as the Cowboys do.
Well, you don't see the Panthers fold, fumble, and tumble up and
bend over. Okay, we on the come up. We on the come up.
And break.
All right, I got them going 12-5.
That's what I got them at. They're going
to
lose.
They're going to lose to the Steelers, the Browns.
The Steelers?
It's at Pittsburgh.
So? It's possible to lose, to win away games.
It is. But then you got to also, you got to look at who you playing away. You playing the Steelers. The Steelers, is, that's a home opener.
Exactly.
They're gonna be pumped.
That's what I got them at, Trey, 12-5.
Huh.
They're gonna lose to the Browns. They're gonna beat the Bengals. They're gonna lose to the Philly.
Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys.
They're going to lose to Baltimore. Mm. That's a prime time. That's a Monday night game. They're going to lose to Baltimore.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, that is.
I mean, they ain't got a great crowd, but.
Shit. San Francisco gonna give me hype too. They do get hype.
Well, got a hell of a squad.
They be hype too. It be some teams that you know, like you go to a Titans game, you ain't gonna be like, whoa, this crowd is wild. They're pretty quiet around here. I mean, not no disrespect to them. They just not as lively as other places. That is a good one though. That's gonna be my wild card. That's gonna be my wild card. So,
okay. Mine was the division losses. So you got them sweeping their whole division.
No.
You said 12-5. You said 5 games already.
I did.
Because you said Bengals, Eagles.
Oh yeah.
You said Browns. Bengals, Eagles. Steelers.
No, I said they're gonna lose to the Bengals.
Yeah, that's right. No,
I said they're going to win against the Bengals.
So you said Steelers, Browns.
Steelers, Browns.
Eagles and Ravens. Oh, so you got one more.
Be careful. If he
might
have been on the
face,
he just keep trying to
play. I don't know, man.
I got a better chance at losing to Washington.
That's what I'm thinking.
They're going to beat Washington.
I don't think they're going to sweep the whole division, though. So
I don't think they're going to do that either.
They're going to beat Washington.
But I do think they're going to get the Cardinals twice. They're going to sweep them.
Maybe Seattle in Seattle?
Yeah, they're going to beat Seattle.
But not in Seattle, though.
No, not in Seattle. Because Seattle has one of the toughest crowds. They'll get Seattle at home. They'll get them at San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my five. I'm going to take, so that's Pittsburgh,
Eagles, Seattle, Ravens.
Brown.
Yeah. Okay. And what was your record? You said total five, too, right? Mm-hmm.
Now that you said that, I'm thinking 11-6, but I still want to go. I still think 12-5. Because.
Only way they lose any more than 4 or 5 is if they can't figure out who's playing quarterback. They need to figure out who's playing quarterback. But the Cardinals, their schedule. The Commanders. The Giants, the Cowboys. Why do you play all three of them in 3 weeks in a row? The 49ers, the Bengals, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Ravens, the Browns, the Falcons, the Texans, the Rams, the Steelers, 49ers, Bears, Eagles, Seahawks. I already said they're getting swept by the 49ers. They're losing to the Commanders. They're losing to Dallas. They're losing to the Bengals. They're losing one to the Rams. They're going to lose one to Seattle. They're going to lose to the Ravens, the Browns, the Falcons.
I got them 10-7.
Who did I have the Texans beating? I think I had the Texans beating the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So.
That was the only win.
So I say. Commanders, Cowboys, 49ers, Bengals, Rams, Seahawks, Ravens, Browns, Falcons, Texans, Steelers. Yeah, they can talk about 49ers. Bears, Eagles.
What you got, 9-8?
3-14.
3-4.
Right there with them Packers.
And who is this?
The Cardinals.
Oh. Okay. You gotta speak up, because I had thought that was the Rams. That's why I gave them 10-7. 3-14?
Yep.
That ain't gonna be none of them teams.
No, they're not losing every game. We ain't gonna have no more seasons where
they played the Seahawks two times.
Yeah,
they'll beat the Seahawks one time.
I'm gonna give them a win against the Seahawks in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I already said they gonna get swept. They get swept by the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. What we said before this?
I got them getting swept by the 49ers.
Yeah, by the 49ers. That's what I said.
I gave them 2-15.
They gave them one against the Rams. Also, I'm sure when we did the Giants, I didn't give them a loss to the Cardinals, but I'm gonna give them a loss to the Cardinals now. I'm gonna say the Cardinals will beat the Giants and the Giants, Rams, and Seahawks.
No.
I think Washington is going to be a team they beat. I said Washington. My bad. I'm tripping.
Dallas.
Damn.
This might be my first time saying a team may go 0-17.
They got a hard schedule, though.
0-17. They do. Yeah. But I don't think they're going 0-17.
I said the same thing, Trey. They ain't going to beat nobody.
Y'all serious?
But I gave them a win to the Seahawks.
At least one win.
I gave them a win to the Seahawks.
Okay. I'm going to say 3-14.
Okay.
That's what man said.
I really like.
I said 2-15.
Yeah, 3-14. Okay. Just get them. It's gonna be 3 toss-up games that they just sporadically
luck up and win. Yeah, that's what I said.
Cause I look at the schedule, it's definitely 0-17 in my head.
I told you, I said they ain't gonna beat nobody from that schedule. The good, they got a good chance of the Seahawks and maybe.
The Rams.
I don't even care, maybe the Rams. Go ahead with the Rams.
So
I wrote down the wrong prediction for the Rams.
The Rams, they play the Seahawks, 49ers, Bengals, Colts, Eagles, Cardinals, 49ers, Cowboys, Packers, Seahawks, Cardinals, Browns, Ravens, Commanders, Saints, Giants, 49ers. I'm going to say...
Yeah, okay, well, my prediction was right. I got them losing the 17, so I said 10-7 for the Rams.
I'm going to say they're going to lose three division games. They're going to lose to the Bengals. They'll lose to the Eagles. They'll lose to the Steelers. They'll lose to the Cowboys. They'll lose to the Browns, Ravens, Commanders, and Giants.
So what's that?
6-11.
6-11, okay.
You ain't gonna believe it.
I'm leaning a little bit towards 7-10, but I'm gonna go 6-11.
You want to go 7-10 because I'm over there. I'm right here at 6-11, and I felt as soon as you said, I said, "You over here trying to take me stuff."
We agreeing too much today.
6-11.
They ain't even got Baker, and you still gave him 6-11.
Okay. But it's because I told you Matthew Stafford, and then they got the backup.
Oh yeah, Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. So now it's the Seahawks.
Mhm. Oh, you had them going 10-7.
Mhm. I got the Rams going 10-7.
And Seattle.
I'm gonna change mine. I'm gonna go 7-10. Stetson Bennett giving me love. He's giving him
an extra win based off a backup quarterback.
I mean, if Matthew don't play, I think I know that everybody supposedly look good in training camp, but some of the highlights I seen, I ain't gonna say highlights. Some of the film I seen from the Rams, Desmond Bennett been putting it on a dime. He been putting it in there, and we forget that he was a 4-year starter. I mean, he was a 2-time champion there.
Because of that defense.
Okay, defense win championship, of course. But he was dog.
You can put up all the points when your defense don't let the other team get past the 25-yard line.
And I agree with you. You know, I'm a defensive person. So.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I said.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks. They play the Rams, the Lions, the Panthers, the Giants, the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Ravens, the Commanders, the Rams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, 49ers, Eagles, Titans, Steelers, Cardinals.
I got him at 9.
9 and 8?
8 and 9.
8 and 9. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose 3 division games. They'll lose to the Lions. They'll lose to the Panthers. They'll lose to the Bengals. They'll lose to the Ravens, Commanders, Cowboys, Eagles. Steelers.
So what you got?
That's 6-11.
You got them at 6-11?
I got the Seahawks going 9-8.
And you got them second?
They go 9-8.
And you got them second? And you got them at 6-11?
I might, you know, put them at third. Because I had the Rams.
At 6-11.
I know, but I was leaning more towards for 7-10 for the Rams than I am for the Seahawks. So.
But I got
So you're going to keep them tied, 6-11?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got the Rams at number 2 now, and the Seahawks at number 3.
I'm gonna stick with my 6-11 with the Rams, but I'm with my West name. It's with
you got 7-10.
Yeah, I was fluctuating. I'm gonna go with 6-11 on that one. But my Seahawks is definitely gonna be 9-8 with Pete Carroll. And DK Metcalf, they got on the quiet end. They got two number ones to come in and start. They got the corner from Devontae. What is his name? Witherspoon from Illinois. The corner, he the number one. He was the number one corner in the draft. And then they had. Then they got the receiver. From Ohio State.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Jackson and Jigba. I can't think of his name. Oh man, hold on.
It's not coming to me either.
Oh man. I'm sorry, brother. I don't mean to blow home. Jackson Smith and Jigba. I can't say that last name. That last part. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Whatever. I'm sorry, brother. I don't mean to disrespect you. But I got. Let me see.
Yeah. I thought before I saw that the schedule, I thought I had faith in the Seahawks, but after look, they got a tough schedule. They play literally some of the best team, well, most of the best teams in the league. What was your prediction?
Yeah, that was his name, Jackson Smith and Jigba. I knew I wasn't tripping.
Y'all ready for the predictions?
Yep.
Okay. You and Trey both went for the 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, and Cardinals. That's y'all lineup. My order is the 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals. Your prediction of the 49ers is 13-4. Seahawks is 6-11. Rams 6-11, but Rams is second. Seahawks is third. And the Cardinals 3-14. That's your prediction. I say. Fat Man Trey. 49ers 12-5, Seahawks 9-8, Rams 6-11, Cardinals 3-14. I went with the 49ers with 12-5. The Rams, I give them 10-7, the Seahawks 8-9, and the Cardinals 2-15. Yeah. Okay. I still ain't figured out the second team who they gonna beat. I just gave him,
just being nice.
I feel like.
Well, those are our predictions. Next week we'll finish up with the AFC West. Maybe that'll be the best division in football this year. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were supposed to be last year, but.
I'm just ready for football.
Yeah. Hey, next Thursday.
Yeah.
The first preseason game's on next Thursday.
Yep. I'll be on the third. So excited.
Hall of Fame game. Mm-hmm. Who's going to the. What's, who in the note? Oh, before we sign off, we got to shout out them selling the Washington Commanders.
Oh, yeah. They finally did it.
They sold them?
Yeah.
To who?
Magic Johnson. And them.
Oh, did they?
I think he's a minority owner, though.
Nah, they.
Because that was the name they put up there.
Nah, it's, they, he, but he's one of the top. One of the. It's a group of them.
Oh, okay. I'm just glad they finally.
I hope they change their names back to the. Can I say it?
They not
Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins. I don't think.
Just change it from the Commanders.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, he said they gonna. They everything is on the table after this year. Okay. Like they they'll discuss everything after this year, cause they just finalized the end of the season by the start. So.
Yeah, and don't need to try to change it so quickly.
Yeah,
I think they take them back.
They
start back winning good. Well, they doing good now, though.
They wasn't winning when
they
were the Redskins.
Yes, they was.
They ain't won a championship in 30 years. They ain't won a championship in 30 years.
But they was making it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they was doing
a couple times. They were trash.
Yeah, I mean, NFC East Division was trash. Been trash all the time. That's true.
But they hadn't been no good since they had Alex Smith. No, not Alex Smith. The wrong guy. Before RG3.
They had what's the white boy name?
Kirk Cousins.
No, Kirk Cousins was after RG3.
Yeah, because Cousins took RG3 place.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what's the white boy name, Trey?
I'm trying to think who was. I mean, Washington was winning, but like I wasn't a fan.
I've never been a fan.
Yeah, we know you're not a fan.
You know, I like that they gave their O-line love. You know, they love the Hogs.
You gotta get old. That, I mean, they might as well go with the Washington War Hogs.
No, they need to go back to the Washington Redskins.
I like the War Hogs.
I like the Redskins.
That's just a pig with tusks.
It's a tough pig.
What we got next week?
The AFC West. That's the last division.
You sure?
Yeah. That's the only one we didn't do.
We got two. Oh, no.
Let me see.
I could have sworn we did that. Let me keep going back. No, we ain't did no West. We just did the West for the...
NFC. NFC. Yeah, we just did the NFC West. So.
No, we just did...
NFC West was the last one we did.
Yeah, AFC West was the last one. Yeah. Okay. So. I got my paperwork right now.
Okay. So, yeah, that'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey. North Carolina. USC. Tar Heels, let's ride.
Stop.
I'm Auntie
outfit.
Mama. Go Duke.
Let's go Duke.
Like a nation. Let's ride.
Celtics.